Hey there, podcast fans. This is Adam Paulus with the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week. I just popped the cellophane off of this. I've had it sitting here and been meaning to talk about it for a while. I needed to take a picture or something first. I know it sounds ridiculous, but trust me. Anyway, this is the Iron Man 3 Funko Cantivities Iron Patriot. It's a really surprisingly intricate tin. Lots of paint applications, lots of embossing, and it's got something inside. I haven't opened it up yet, so I don't know what's inside it. No, I'm not exaggerating. I did just rip the cellophane off. You can probably kind of hear it over there. Anyway, let's pop this open and see what's inside. Wow, that was an interesting sound. The head pops off at the neck, and in it you get... Oh, that's cool. You get a sticker sheet with some blast markings and Iron Man and Iron Patriot stickers. Two pencils. They're a little small, but they are still very useful because they are pencils. Everybody needs more pencils. And you get two figures of Iron Man and Iron Patriot. I believe it's Iron Patriot. Yeah, Iron Patriot erasers. They're figural erasers. They look like a pop vinyl figure, but they measure about... Let's pull out the ruler. Say about 1¾ inches tall. So they're a little bit smaller than like a Muscle Man or your average little rubber guy figure. So you might actually be interested in these if you collect those, because, well, if you collect erasers anyway, they're pretty neat. It's got a Marvel copyright marking on the back of their heads, and they come in little plastic pouches. So it's pretty neat. If you like pop stuff and you want to expand beyond the figures, I mean, there's t-shirts out there, but I just don't see them very much. And stickers are, of course, useful. And this allows you to do some arts and crafts stuff. It's a neat gift item. Previously, cookie cans from Mixo, before they were under the Funko umbrella, were a little bit larger, but they had a papercraft thing inside, and this gives you more stuff to be creative or artistic. I mean, this is, I mean, if you're, well, you're probably not going back to school, but maybe you know someone who is, and this would be a good item for them because, hey, pencils, erasers. I don't know if I needed a tin for back to school because I don't want people going like, what's in that, what are you stashing in that little box there? But the rest of it would be very useful to have. The tin itself measures about, I'm going to say 6 inches. Yeah, about 6 inches tall on the nose. And it looks pretty cool. And you can store your pencils in it. You can store your pens, highlighters, whatever things that people steal from your desk at work. This is a useful thing to store them in, I'm guessing, because, you know, most people are like, oh, they'll never notice a pen. And then all your pens go away. You know who I'm looking at. I bet you they're listening, too. Anyway, let's not dwell on office supply theft. Let's look at the greatness that is the cookie can, or the tin-tastic thing that was previously called a cookie can, because I am bad at remembering branding. It's cool. Red, white, and blue, perfect for 4th of July, because everyone needs patriotic office supplies. Don't forget that. You really do. But it's cool. I like it. You can order one at entertainmentearth.com today. I believe we have some in stock. If we don't, we'll have some more soon. It's available in Iron Man and Iron Patriot varieties. I do not know of any other Cantivities being announced at this time, but it's my hope they do some more because they're not that bad in terms of just being a thing you can give somebody that they can use. Because I don't know. I mean, I'm a toy person. I like toys. I assume other people like toys, but some people look at this and they go, oh, look, clutter. But at least with this, you can have... pencils in there, and you can put stuff in there. So if nothing else, it's kind of a clutter reducer. And of course, you get the figural erasers, which you can just play around with and have fight when no one's looking at you. It's okay, I do it too. I won't admit to it. You didn't hear me say it just now. Anyway, it's a good pack. And I'm rambling, so I'm going to stop talking. Don't forget to go to entertainmentearth.com. We've got some new sales and offers. Buy one, get one half off on Lego. Buy one, get one half off on Comic-Con exclusives from previous years. And I can't talk about the next offers yet, so we won't do that. See you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast.